Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the third largest industry in the state of Nevada. Do you know what it is? Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Coming up today, we're going to be talking to Tony Lesperance, Executive Director of the State Department of Agriculture.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob Barango, Greg Crawford, and Verita Black Prothro. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Pills, the suitcase.
When I was in Vietnam, Agent Orange really messed me up. No VA hospital in Vegas can treat me. I have to go to San Diego. It's hard. The VA hospital is being built for one reason, Harry Reid.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Two championship courses, Nature's Beauty, and Life's Distractions, fading away.
The resort at Red Hawk, consistently voted top golf course in Northern Nevada.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are joined by Tony Lesperance. He's the director of the Nevada Department of Agriculture. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here, Sam.
Tony, your Department of Agriculture is probably one of the least known departments in state government. Why don't you take a minute to just, you have regulatory authority over a wide range of activities. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, we are kind of the hidden entity, and maybe that's best to be kept that way. Sometimes we try to stay out of the public light as much as possible. We do have a great number of regulatory activities, and I want your audience to know that I am not keen on regulations. I always look at having less regulations, and I think our departments work that way very effectively to become more efficient and not enforce more regulations. That's the last thing we'd like to do. But we have a statement that we sometimes tell folks that we touch the lives of every Nevadan in one way or the other every day. Because when you go buy gas, if you stop and look at that gas pump, you'll see a little seal on there, which is telling you that whatever octane you're buying is certified by us. And if you buy 21.3 gallons of gas, you in fact got 21.3 gallons of gas. If you go to the grocery store and as you check out, things are scanned, we're telling the public that the scanning is correct, the information put into the scanner is correct. If you buy meat, for example, you buy 2.5 pounds of hamburger, the scale that measured that 2.5 pounds of hamburger is certified by us. Every weighing device in the state of Nevada that's used in any kind of commerce whatsoever is certified by us. Anything that measures volume is certified by us. So we have a great number of things we do in that category. We also are very much involved in production agriculture to work with farmers and ranchers to make sure that their weeds are under control, their pests are under control. If you use any kind of pesticide, that pesticide's been tested by us and guaranteed by us that the manufacturer is in fact complying with all the EPA regulations. And of course we deal with livestock and livestock theft through the brands department. And we are very much involved with, we have our own little herd of wild horses right up here in the Virginia mountains. This was a group of horses the BLM never claimed and claimed that they didn't belong to the BLM, so they become stray horses. Every stray horse in the state of Nevada, which is a horse that isn't owned by anybody or lost or whatever, automatically comes under the confines of the state of Nevada and is managed by the Department of Agriculture.
Okay, so, now how are you managing them? I mean, are you corralling them? Are you moving them out of state?
Well, you know,
this is a hot topic right now.
It is. We don't move any of those horses unless they become a troublemaker horse or they get injured.
So they're just wild on the range?
They're wild on the range.
Doesn't that concern you, though? Because one of the complaints, C.J. Hadley was here from Range Magazine, and just talking about, you know, how tough horses are on the range by comparison with other uses of the range, including wildlife.
C.J. is very correct in that. And one of the problems we have with the Virginia range horses is we have too many horses up there. My budget for management of horses at this point in time is $0. I get no money whatsoever from the state. So what we have to do is we kind of rob from the brands department and keep one brand inspector in the area. And he removes horses that are damaged or hurt in any way, shape, or form, or become troublemakers. For example, in the Damani Ranch area, these horses come in there every day, and it's kind
of... For folks in Southern Nevada, that's a residential area.
That's a residential area where Damani High School is. And Damani High School, it's interesting to note, their logo is the Mustang. So we have...
Literally.
Yes. We have folks in the Damani Ranch area that like the horses, and we have folks in the Damani Ranch area that don't like the horses. So that's an ongoing battle, and we try to deal with both sides as effectively as we can. But we do have to remove horses when they become a problem.
Most people don't realize, living in the urban areas of Nevada, the agriculture is actually the third largest industry in the state.
It definitely is. We maintain agriculture today produces well over $1 billion annually into the coffers of the state of Nevada in one form or another. And it is growing. We are doing a much better job with our water. And obviously water is a very hot topic because there's a lot of people that have claimed that there's a better use of Nevada's water. Senator Reid has gone on records many times saying there's better uses of Nevada water than agriculture. I certainly don't agree with that statement, because the water we're producing, or the water we have right now in agriculture, is producing ever more efficient crops and ever more economically viable crops. One of the things probably very few people realize, we have become an international player in the production of lettuce. We're exporting lettuce all over the world at this point in time from Northern Nevada. Very few people realize that. And if you would ask me 20 years ago, can we produce lettuce in Nevada, I would have probably died laughing. But we have innovative farmers that have just worked miracles, and especially in Lyon County, Mason Valley, it's one of the best lettuce producing areas in the United States.
Okay, let's take a break. More on the mystery Department of Agriculture when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.99.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Plus some tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
I am an American soldier.
I am an American soldier.
I am an American soldier.
I live the Army values.
I will never
accept defeat.
I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough.
I am a professional.
I am the guardian of freedom.
And the American way of life.
I am an American soldier.
I am the Army National Guard.
Defend freedom. In the Army National Guard, you can. Visit 1-800-GO-GUARD.com today.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Which brings me to my world, radio. Kick it!
Swindle, fraud, and ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a food, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
Reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tony Lesperance. He's the director of the Nevada Department of Agriculture.
Tony, you've been impacted by, like all state agencies, by these budget cuts. Can you tell us what services, how is the public going to begin to see the impact of what your department's had to go through?
Well, fortunately, so far, we've been able to hold the line. When I walked in front of our department 2.5 years ago, we had over 100 employees, and I think we had a budget of about $15 million, and we had about $4.5 million of that comes from the general fund, which is taxpayer money in the state of Nevada. And I was pretty confident that that portion of our budget, because of the economic crisis the state was going to go through, was starting to go through, that was going to get significantly reduced, and it has. We're down to, this year, we'll probably get, at the outside, $1.5 million of general funds. So the amount of money that goes into the department from the taxpayer standpoint has been greatly reduced. We've been able to pick that up to a certain extent because of grants. We do work with the federal government. We get federal funds. And we've been very fortunate in getting, I have a couple of grant writers which have really done some miraculous things. So we were able to reach out and find other sources of money. But one thing I would like to make point is that you can always do a better job if you really get into it and cut the fat and everything else. We're doing exactly what we were doing 2.5 years ago, and we're doing it with 2/3 the employees we have. We're down to about 60-some employees at this point in time. And I'm pretty proud of that because I think it does show that we can cut the fat out of government and still do the same job. We have not given up anything that we do from a regulatory standpoint at this point in time, and I really believe we won't have to. I think we can cut things to the point, become more efficient. Many of us, including myself, are doing things we never dreamed of, but if we find that if people broaden their scope a little bit and step into some new areas, that we can become much more efficient.
One of the things that we also have to reference is that looking at a probably $3.5 billion hole to begin with going into the next session, do you think that you'll remain unscathed, or do you think you'll absorb some more cuts?
I suspect that we'll end up with, like I say, maybe $1 million out of this general fund. 4 or 5 years ago, we've got $5 million. And we've already made the changes to avoid that. And I've told all of our people to be prepared to give up your general fund. And if your salary comes out of general funds, you had better find other sources of income.
And where would they find that?
We're
more efficiently using our fees from some of our areas. We've been able to transfer some people into those. We have got one person that has a large grant dealing with Mormon crickets, and I've been able to take him off of general funds and put him into the grant funds, and just doing things like that.
Sounds like to me like we should promote you into the budget office.
Okay, you know, I'd like a shot at that.
Okay, fair enough. I would like to go back to what you were saying about Senator Reid has different ideas about water use in the Silver State rather than agriculture. What would he like to see?
Well, I'll give you one good example. He would like to see Walker Lake filled back up with Walker River water. And I guess probably all of us would like to see Walker Lake better have more water in it. However, the Walker River system is 100% utilized at this point in time.
It's over 100% utilized.
Well, yeah, it was vastly over. I was trying to be nice about it. But the most productive agriculture area we have is Mason and Smith Valleys in Yarrington or in Lyon County. And the object of what Senator Reid wants to do is to put those guys out of business, get that water transferred down to Walker Lake. Well, they're willing to, you know, the proposal is to buy the water and shut the ranches down. Lyon County already has 19% unemployment. The only thing Lyon County has going for it is the farming areas of Smith and Mason Valley. And if you ever shut those down, even though those people get paid for their water, you have completely destroyed the economic structure of Lyon County. And I don't really think that's good for the future of the state of Nevada.
Has Sharon Angle made any comments about this?
I haven't talked with Sharon about that. I suspect I will before the campaign's over, because I'm really adamant about the fact that we have to, when you start moving water around, you have to look at all the consequences. Because all the water in the state of Nevada is put to pretty productive uses at this point in time. Anytime you move water, you're going to affect the economy of the state of Nevada.
I want to jump to the university for just a moment. Your department also works with the ag department at the university level, and as we all know, that had been proposed to be cut from the university, and you worked with a group that helped restore some of the agriculture program back in. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience there?
Well, I believe 25 of the happiest years of my life were working for the University of Nevada's College of Agriculture. I worked all over the state in all aspects of agriculture, and I loved that job. Was, of course, that was many, many years ago. I can't stress how important the university is, especially in the area of agriculture. The College of Agriculture is critical for the economic future of the state of Nevada. And when they decided this basically to do away with it, it was a shock to me beyond belief. And I did have a tendency to jump in the middle of that, and I did work with that group. That group's expanded and carried on very well, and I think they have it turned around. The college is going to be much smaller for the time being, but at least it's still there.
And that's where we have to leave it. We did want to talk to you about food Nazis and how they're affecting you, but that'll have to be a topic for another day, and we look forward to having you back on very soon.
I could talk
great
on
interview.
That.
I'm sure you could. Look forward to having you back. Thank you so much. We'll be right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Championship courses, nature's beauty, and life's distractions fading away.
The resort at Red Hawk, consistently voted top golf course in northern Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here, managing partner with Sierra Nevada Wealth Management, Bob Berengo, the former Speaker of the Assembly, and Farida Black Prothrow, Business Development Manager for Nevada Arrhythmia Services. So, for those that follow Josh Hicks's fine blog, former Chief of Staff to Governor Gibbons, his latest edition says, High Noon for the IFC. and he's talking about the battle that is now starting to rage. It's been simmering along, but it's now really coming to the surface. And in the crossfire, the Department of Business and Industry and the Department of Public Safety, who have been directed by the governor to disregard the IFC request for information, the legislature is now threatening the issuance of subpoenas and hinting that fines and even imprisonment could be in store for those that fail to comply. And if the matter does proceed to a legal standoff, there'll be a host of legal issues rekindling another longstanding conflict in state government between the governor and the attorney general. Your thoughts on this, Mr. Berengo?
Well, my thoughts, first of all, would be, okay, this has been simmering for 30 years or more or plus. We've all thought it's unconstitutional. Everybody needs to step back because the alternative is not good. If we strike down the IFC, then we have to have annual sessions. That is not a good alternative. Step back, assess your positions, work it out.
Okay, but I mean, are we living by laws or not? I guess is the question that people would ask. If it's not constitutional, then why don't we fix it?
Because the alternative is annual sessions.
And
no one wants that.
And if you look at the cost to the public,
yes,
for annual sessions, and then what that would evolve into, and that's why everyone over this period of time has just turned a blind eye to IFC, because no one wants to incur the expense. And then we get very close to having full-time legislators year-round.
And the bottom line of all this is that, you know, politics is the art of compromises. People have to kind of come together and work it out.
Farida, we have a governor who has gone his own way for the last 3.5 years. He has another 6 months in office, and he plans to go his own way. Where do you think this is going to end up?
I'm not sure. You know, Governor Gibbons is definitely doing things his own way, so it will be interesting political theater to see what happens from this point. But the bottom line is that the state really, we have this amazing shortfall. I mean, there's no money.
We'll get to that in a moment.
So the thought of adding on annual sessions is crazy.
All right, can't do that. But, you know, for political theater, going back to Josh Hicks's blog, he talks about how the Attorney General has already declined to undertake litigation against federal health care reformers requested by the governor. The governor hired private counsel, and he says it seems a safe bet that the Attorney General will similarly decline any gubernatorial directive to challenge the constitutionality of the Interim Finance Committee. There is also the possibility the governor could seek outside counsel again to bring suit.
Yeah.
Your thought, Mr. Crawford?
No, this is fascinating. I mean, I don't know why anyone would expect the governor to change, you know, his MO that he had prior to this, you know, primary, you know, for the next 6 months. So we'll see how it is sorted out. But I can't see him changing, you know, his stripes at this. He has less incentive to compromise now than ever. So.
All right, let's change topics here and go to our reasonable reporter, Samantha Stone, whose blog appears at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And in her second in a series of pieces here on just how big this hole is, she had a lengthy conversation with a lot of people, including Lynn Hetrick. And she talks about, by the end of 2011, Nevada could owe $1 billion or more to the feds for borrowed unemployment funds, as reported in there last week. And the governor's office estimates $600 million over the next 5 years for expenses related to the new health care reform. Meanwhile, Medicaid expense swells driven by the unemployment. The state's portion of the bill is about to go up. Lynn Hetrick said, that business will get a re-up on the sunsetting of those taxes, which will produce about $1 billion, is going to be an unemployment insurance premium increase. No way around it. Hetrick says it's mandated in law, and we're going to have to raise taxes one way or the other to pay for Medicaid. How are we going to take on another $600 million in health care reform? So I guess my question here is, we have two people running for governor. We know who those people are. Is there some point where the two of them can be statesmen enough to say, we know that we're going to have to raise taxes, we will both agree to say that we know, and now it's how would we do that and be honest with the public? Because they're both saying that they can do all these things and there'll be no increase in revenue.
I don't think you're going to see that. I think that...
So basically everybody's going to lie all the way through Election Day?
Well, I don't know that they're lying. I think
if
that
they say there's not going to be any taxes, they're lying. I'm sorry.
I think politically... people have learned over the years what happens when you say, I'm going to raise your taxes. I think that they're going to have to take a look and consider what comes out of the stakeholders group and those recommendations.
And they already sent that back. It was a joke.
Well, let's see what they come back with.
Okay, your thoughts on this. I mean, you know, I'm not saying either one should individually come out and say, I'm going to raise taxes, because yes, that would be suicide, but the primary's over. Can't they both at least be honest and say, there's a huge problem that's going to have to be resolved?
Well, there is a huge problem, and it is going to have to be resolved, but nobody's going to say the T word.
I don't disagree, and you have to look at both parties are positioning themselves very much mm-hmm. because they for what they have to do. Each of them has their own set of problems that they have to deal with. And they're not going to risk tipping over for this. I just don't see that. They will come back around and say, we had to do it, or the less that you're forced to do, or something else. There'll be some other solution down the road.
So it's business as usual?
As always.
I think it'll be business as usual until the election is passed. And then we're going to get some pretty serious medicine as citizens of Nevada, because the challenges we face are absolutely enormous. And they're going to have to be addressed.
And the challenges, and you look at, you know, you either cut services in a state where we have the highest unemployment rates, we have, and people need these services. So you think about either cutting services or raising taxes in a state where there's all this unemployment and people are losing their homes. I mean, there are no good choices here.
When Lynn Hetrick says they're going to have to raise taxes, he ain't kidding, and this is where we're going to leave it. But you guys stick around. We're going to spend the weekend together. You'll be back on Monday. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Save energy and money. Take control at nvenergy.com.
Lots of great guests coming up next week.
We'll see you.